Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to this edition of the Private Officer Beat on this Friday, May the 10th. May the 10th, we are working our way quickly through the calendar. I'm your host of the Private Officer Beat, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International and Armory College, a public safety trade school. We're glad that you are joining us, and we really appreciate our listeners, as we often tell you. We really have had a lot of great response in the last few months to some of the programs that we've done and topics that we've covered, and I really do appreciate the comments and all of you great listeners and followers of our radio program and social media. And of course, we appreciate each and every one of you members. Thank you for your support. Thank you for helping us along the way. We have really grown substantially in the last 15 years and continue to grow. And so, of course, we have to pass that appreciation over to the members. All right, today's radio show is really packed full of information and news and training and a whole lot more just for you, our listeners. Glad you found the time to join us once again. Tragically, again, this week we have to tell you about another school shooting. Last week we talked about the University of North Carolina Charlotte campus. Two dead, four injured during a shooting there by a former student or someone who was a student but was not currently enrolled. And this week we have another school shooting, this time near Littleton, Colorado, out near just a few miles, actually, away from where Columbine occurred 20 years ago. It was just a week or two ago that we were discussing that 20-year anniversary of Columbine and the tragedy that happened there. And now another school shooting by students. Once again, you know, it's tragic that these shootings are happening. And as we see more and more of the school shootings, what happened last year in Parkland, Florida, what happened at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte last week, what happened this week at the school there in Colorado, these are all students. The enemy within taking advantage of the poor security measures, the poor access control, the poor limitation of firearms into our schools, and we're allowing people who have issues to access our schools with firearms. Whose fault is that? Not the police. Not the teacher. But obviously it's the fault of the system. It's the fault of parents who do not want their children screened. They don't want them to have to go through metal detectors like TSA at the airport because they think it's just too much. It's too much. We don't need that. But now you see that we do, in fact, need that type of security. People have always had the false impression, a false security feeling, because there's a SRO, an armed school resource officer, a security officer, a police officer in the school. I have news for you. Crimes occur even when police cars are parked in front of the school, in front of the church, in front of the business. People do not care these days. One police officer in a school can only be in one location at a time. He doesn't have X-ray vision. He doesn't have a crystal ball. He doesn't have 1,000 cameras to monitor every possible corner, every possible crevice, every stairwell, every parking lot. He doesn't have the ability to be everywhere at once. And the security of our children are at risk because people know this. And when these shootings occur by the hands of the students themselves, what does that tell you? It tells me that they are taking advantage of the weakness in the security. When there's a weakness in the chain, that chain breaks. And there's a weakness in the security, in the chain of our security programs at schools and churches and businesses. And as I told you last week, and I repeat myself this week and many times more to come, I'm sure, unfortunately, we are not providing our students, our church members, our customers at the business proper security. We owe it to them to keep them safe. And yet, we're not. Plain and simple, we're not. The shooting in Colorado involved an 18-year-old, an adult student, a 16-year-old. One that identified as being the opposite sex than they were. A lot of problems, a lot of social problems, a lot of mental health problems are just overtaking us in this world, and we're not addressing it, and we're not confronting it, and it's causing serious issues and serious safety problems in our country today. Where did these students get their guns? Who provided the guns? I think every time that a student brings a gun to school that's taken from their parents, grandparents, uncles, family members, those family members should be arrested. It's your duty, your obligation to secure weapons when you have children. It's not that hard. Put a trigger lock on it. Put it in a lockbox. Kids are going to be kids. They're going to be hunting around. I can remember, you know, when Christmas came and even months before Christmas, I'd be hunting around. My brothers would be hunting around. Kids are inquisitive. They're nosy. Let's be honest. They're always looking to see what they can get into. And keeping that in mind, We should lock our firearms up when we have children. It's that simple, plain and simple. It really makes no sense to me why these shootings are happening when I know we can stop them. It's only after the shootings that they want to bring the metal detectors in. We had a shooting last year at a high school in the area that I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. A student was killed by another student. And now, after there's been a death, now they're bringing in canines that can smell firearms and ammunition, gunpowder, so that they can start doing more frequent sweeps of the classes and the schools and the vehicles. A little bit too little, too late. But at least now they want to try something new. You and I are in the profession where our job is to keep people safe. But we can't keep people safe if those over us restrict our tools, our authority, our duties. If they hamper us from being able to do our job, then why should we be there? What good is it doing? Before we go to break, I do want to say, continue being vigilant. Be ever watchful. Don't let things develop on your watch. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of the changes in people. You see, the great thing about true community policing is when you are a true community police officer, you know your area. You know who lives there. You know what's normal for that community. You know on Friday night at 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning, what bars are open, what traffic is going to be on the road. What businesses are closed at that hour and what businesses are open? So when something is out of the norm, when something is not right, when something is different than how it normally is, you detect it right away. You see it right away. And that's how you prevent crime. That's how you take the bad guys into custody before things get out of hand. Same thing with us on our jobs, our posts, our assignments, our schools, churches, wherever we're at. If you know what things are supposed to look like, how it's supposed to operate, who is supposed to be there, and if we keep those doors locked, if we're ever watchful, vigilant, we can see when things are a little bit off, and we can get an investigation. We can go and stop, prevent many things from occurring. In your job, in your duty, in your assignment, know the area, know the people, know what's normal, normal way of doing business, normal operation for that business. And when things are different, when things change, when things don't look right, we can step in and prevent these things from happening. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a lot of more, and we're going to be talking about a whole lot of news, of course. And we're going to be talking about some other things coming up here at Private Officer International. Don't go away. You're not going to want to miss the rest of this radio show, I can assure you. We'll be right back after this public announcement.
cracking down on seatbelt violations. Buckle up day and night or expect a ticket. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live, they'll be on the lookout. Cops write tickets to save lives. Click it for ticket.
What a fantastic day.
What a fantastic day.
The water's like glass.
The water is like glass.
Don't forget the soda.
Don't forget the life jacket.
Who wants the 8 and who wants the 15?
Who wants the inflatables?
What a great day.
To be on the water.
So glad you saw me go over.
That was so funny when you went over and your life jacket inflated.
Never go out without a life jacket on again.
What a great day we had.
When it comes to wearing life jackets, make the right choice. You're in command. Vote responsibly. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the U.S. Coast Guard.
We want to really thank our sponsors of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Of course, our friends over at Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you, whether you're looking for body armor, protective gear, stab-proof vest. We have the best equipment at the best pricing. Body Armor USA. Check them out online today. Call our friends over there and let them know that you're a member and they're going to give you a 10% discount. No questions asked. Even if you're just a listener, that's okay. Tell them you're with Private Officer and they're going to give you a discount on all of your purchases. We want to also thank our brand new sponsor, Field Investigations, Domestic Missing Theft Insurance. Go to our website, fieldinvestigations.us, and we can help you find that missing loved one. We can help you to recover lost or stolen property. Fieldinvestigations.us. If you would like to sponsor our radio program, all that you have to do is contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have great pricing, and when you sponsor our radio show, we also connect you with all of our social media, our members, and for a little bit more, we'll even put an ad on our Private Officer website. Contact us today, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have several people that we need to recognize for doing a great, great job. We want to recognize Thomas McDonald of Arkansas for life-saving. He was off duty at a restaurant when a man went down and was choking. And our officer, our member, didn't hesitate to jump up from his dinner with the family and go and rescue that person and save that person from dying. Had it not been for his intervention, there's a good likelihood that that man choking would have died because he couldn't breathe. And when you can't breathe, well, we know, we all know what's going to happen next. So we want to recognize him, and we present him, we will be presenting him with a life-saving award. We have many people who are involved in great things, saving people, rescuing people, putting their life on the line, protecting people. And if you have an employee, if you know someone like that, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com, helpdesk at privateofficer.com. They don't even have to be a member. We want to recognize them anyway. We want to give them the recognition that they deserve. Contact us today, helpdesk at privateofficer.com. In fact, our annual award program is coming up pretty soon, and you'll be able to recognize a whole bunch more people during that annual event. And be looking for that on our website and newsletters. And if you're not receiving our newsletters, go to privateofficer.org, privateofficer.org. And there'll be a drop-down box, and you'll be able to sign up right there for our free newsletters, our officer down reports, our alerts, and announcements of great discount training and more. privateofficer.org. Sign up for that free newsletter today. This week on Sunday evening, we had a very tragic situation happening in Biloxi, Mississippi. A small Gulf Coast community. A lot of activity in town over the weekend because of the Thunderbird air show, and there was a lot going on. But late Sunday night, a 24-year veteran of the police department was standing out front of the department. This officer was highly thought of. Somebody who had done many good things for the community. And yet, at around 10 p.m. Sunday night, a male felt it was appropriate to walk up to this police officer who was in full uniform, and he shot and killed him. He shot him several times before fleeing. A small community, a police officer, not engaged with anybody, not investigating anything, not responding to any call, just happened to be outside of the police department. And this man, caught on camera, walks up to him and opens fire. This is where we're at in our society. Cold-blooded murder of law enforcement. And while we're talking about law enforcement right now specifically, it is not just law enforcement that face this sad reality. 2 years ago, a Texas security officer at a construction site was shot and killed because he wore a uniform, the suspect would later tell police. We've had this in the security field repeatedly over the last 15 years that we've had Private Officer International and tracked such things. Thankfully, it doesn't happen every day, every week, or even every year, but it does happen. We have to be alert. We have to be vigilant. I am happy, thrilled, actually, to report that the suspect in the murder of the police officer was captured, and two others have been arrested for aiding that shooter as well. It wasn't too long ago, about 2 years, 3 years ago, in Dallas, Texas, and in Louisiana, where officers were shot and killed in cold blood by a sniper. I just had a conversation today with a news reporter out of Florida about the continued escalation of use of force in what the reporter said was petty and small incidents and situations like minor traffic infractions and minor calls for service and calls for mental health emergencies, and they turn into shootings. And what I told this reporter was, the police do not want to use that force. They don't want to kill anybody. But what we're seeing across the country and on a huge spike is noncompliance, resistance, people questioning the law, people questioning law enforcement, people thinking they know the law and that they can resist police. And I told this reporter, frankly, and straightforward, and in plain English, if people would comply, if people would listen, if people would dispute the arrest in court, there would be fewer interactions involving use of force. But we're seeing a lot more violence toward security officers, toward police officers, toward loss prevention personnel. It doesn't get mentioned in the news as often as it needs to be. But security, along with law enforcement, are definitely under attack. How else can we feel about this continual cycle of violence against people in uniform? Hey, we want to remind you that if you see news happening, send us some information or a link to the news story at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We even have a monthly award. Send us the most informative news story, something that's really popping, like, you know, a shooting or something that's breaking, and you can win a $25 gift card. Send those news stories to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And if you don't get our newsletters, sign up at privateofficer.org. Privateofficer.org. You will be glad that you did. We have a lot more to talk about, and I'll try to stay off my soap opera the rest of this show. I'm telling you, there's just some things that really ruffle my feathers, I guess. But we have a lot more to talk about. We definitely have the news coming up. And we're also going to be talking about this week's topic. If you would like to join us here on the Private Officer Radio, if you have a topic you want to talk about or you want to be a guest and tell us something that you're involved in, feel free to send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We tell people all the time, anytime that you need to reach us, anyone in particular or specifically, all that you have to do is reach out to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. They will forward your email to the right person. But if you want to be a guest on the show, if you want to talk about a topic, if you want to talk about your business, you want to tell us what's happening in your world, feel free to send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. That's also for those of you who might want to write an article in our newsletter. We do have a newsletter. If you haven't seen it already, go to privateofficernews.org. It is our daily updated newsletter. If you'd like to write an article or something for our news magazine, again, just contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We are going to take another quick break. When we come back, we have a lot of breaking news besides what we've already discussed. And we've got a topic that we want to address here on the Private Officer Beat radio show. So please, please don't go away. No, not now. Don't do it. Don't go away. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes right after these public service announcements. You are listening to the Private Officer Beat radio, sponsored by Private Officer International.
need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner. Who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
$10 Sundays. No, not those kind of Sundays. No, we're not talking about ice cream and chocolate syrup and marshmallows and whipped cream. No, although it does sound pretty good, doesn't it? I might have to give me one of those Sundays right after this radio program. $10 Sundays. You can advertise now on our Sunday newsletter for just $10. You can advertise and sell your personal product. You can sell something, your service, your goods. You can advertise help wanted ads for just $10 a week. It'll be on our Sunday newsletters. $10. Reach more than 70,000 people on that one newsletter. And we'll even include it in all of our social media. Wow, that's a great deal. That's better than an ice cream sundae. Contact Help Desk at privateofficer.com for more information. $10 sundaes won't last like ice cream. It'll be melting soon. Take advantage of it now. You can advertise on the newsletter just for 10 bucks. Contact us, helpdesk at privateofficer.com. If you'd like to advertise on a regular basis, you can advertise daily, monthly, yearly. We have great specials, discounts for members. You don't have to be a member to advertise. You can contact us, of course. Where? Where else? Helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Helpdesk at privateofficer.com. If you haven't been to our Armor website lately, armorcollege.org, go there today. We've added quite a few new courses. Great training, discounts for our members. Go to armorcollege.org today. You're going to have a lot of choices for you right there. Right now on our social media, we're taking a survey of what people think unarmed and armed security officers should be paid per hour. What should security officers be paid if they're armed or unarmed or loss prevention? And we also are asking, what's the number one benefit that security officers should have access to from their employers, whether that be days off, paid vacation, health care? And we're collecting that data. And in a couple of weeks, we'll be bringing all that information forward to you and giving you the results. Now, we did this about 5 years ago, and we're going to compare those answers with 2019's answers and see how they compare, whether or not the wages went up, whether or not what they were asking for benefits, if they changed or are the same. And we'll bring all that to you in about 2 weeks coming up. We'll announce it both on our radio programs as well as through our newsletters. And you might be shocked. You might be surprised. I don't know. Maybe not. Some of you old guys, some of you folks been around for a while, you might not be too shocked as to what those wage requirements or benefit suggestions are going to be. But we'll have that for you coming up in just a couple of weeks. Not too late to participate. Go to our Facebook page or send us an email. Where else? Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you're a member, have you heard about the new member-only benefit? Starting next month, every week, we're going to send out a short video of this week's tip. And that tip will cover a topic. It might be uniforms. It might be gun safety. It might be use of force. It might be private property training. Every week, you're going to have a new topic. About a 3-4 minute video, free of charge. Brought to you by Private Officer International, and this is a members-only benefit. So if we don't have your current email, you might want to send it to us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com so that we can update your file. Because this little weekly tip, I got a feeling it's going to be a hot topic, a hot button, a hot potato. I've already had quite a few comments from members saying they can't wait. And you know what else is happening? And not too far from now, a brand new TV show called Frontline Protectors coming your way. And we're going to see how that runs through and how well received it is. We've had a lot of comments about that as well. And so far, so good. So be looking for those coming your way. Of course, Frontline Protectors will be available to everyone, not just members, and the public as well. And we'll be making an announcement real soon about the debut of that show.
Every 40 seconds, someone around the world takes their own life. Every 13 minutes, someone in the U.S. commits suicide. While you were getting ready for work this morning, in the first hour of your day, as many as 5 people in the U.S. have killed themselves. By lunchtime, about 20 people in the U.S. have taken their own life. At the end of an 8-hour workday, about 40 people in the U.S. killed themselves. In a 24-hour period, as many as 111 people in the U.S. committed suicide.
All right, in the news this week, coming out of Highlands Ranch, Colorado, where the shooting at the STEM school left one dead and 8 others injured. It was thought at one time that a security officer may have detained one of the suspects. Now, just breaking in the overnight hours, law enforcement is investigating whether or not that security officer, which was a former law enforcement officer, may have pointed his firearm at a deputy sheriff and fired several rounds, one possibly injuring a student. Authorities are investigating this. Meanwhile, the owner of the security company says he knows nothing about this, and authorities are continuing their investigation. Of course, we're going to keep you informed as to the outcome of this. Also, in Park Ridge, Illinois, a patient at a hospital at the Advocate Lutheran General Hospital was being released when he suddenly began assaulting a security officer, headbutting him, and authorities say injuring the security officer. Now, Tavares D. Hamilton, 33, faces 3 counts of battery on security and law enforcement, and he was taken back into custody and being held on an undisclosed amount of bond. In Akron, Ohio, a store security officer for Marks, that is a grocery chain in the Midwest, says that during an attempted robbery, he was assaulted and dragged by a vehicle while trying to stop the 34-year-old. Police say that he received minor injuries. The suspect fled, and police are still looking for him. Also in the news this week, a teen in New Orleans has been charged in the murder of a New Orleans security officer. According to authorities, a midday burglary of a vehicle resulted in the death of Zelda Townsend, 63, who was working as a security officer for the New Orleans Federal Credit Union on Canal Street. Authorities say the teen was breaking into a car when the owner of a barbershop and the security officer attempted to confront the man. He killed both of them in cold blood. He was later apprehended. Emmanuel Pipkins now faces murder charges. Unknown if the security officer was actually on duty at the time. We are checking into that. Nonetheless, a loss of life, someone trying to stop a burglary in progress. Coming out of Hardin County, Ohio, a southeastern man there has been charged with federal counts after starting clothing on fire at a Walmart there. Caleb Poole, 26, of Fredericksburg, Ohio, has been charged with arson, and in federal court, he has also been charged with criminal arson that caused fire and explosion on Monday. Nobody was injured. A security officer in Pennsylvania was injured at the Grant County Courthouse. That security officer sustained a broken kneecap and broken finger in a struggle with a suspect. The employee worked for Phoenix Protective Corporation and, according to law enforcement, was trying to stop Joshua Maher after he refused to show his hands and identification. The security officer is recovering, and the suspect is still at large. In Austin, Texas, three Austin Home Depot employees have been charged with an elaborate scheme to swipe tens of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. While during an investigation by loss prevention, they found that the three was hiding merchandise and then taking it out the doors, almost $20,000 worth. But investigators say that it could be as much as $30,000. Those three suspects are still in custody. A shooting right here in our corporate headquarters city, Charlotte, North Carolina. Police say that a gunman and a security officer got into a gun battle late Thursday. This was near a casino-type operation. It's called an arcade, but truthfully, it's really gambling. According to Charlotte Mecklenburg Police, suspect tried to rob the place and fled and then got into a gun battle. He was later dropped off at a local hospital and is in custody. In Salt Lake City, Utah, police there are investigating after the death of a man during a shoplifting at a local Ace Hardware store. The owner of the Ace Hardware store said that his employees was trying to detain the man who later died. Authorities say that investigation is ongoing. A man in Kenner, Louisiana, has been charged with breaking into a mall there 10 times without being caught. But on the 10th time, police say a mall security officer spotted Ho May breaking into two businesses at the mall, notified police, and he is currently in custody. In Bartonville, Illinois, a crossing guard has been honored this week for 67 years of service to the community. The 67-year veteran of the Oak Grove School District was honored. Gerald Beckett was recognized finally after a long career there serving his community. Beckett is celebrating his 85th birthday next week. In Cleveland, Ohio, a security officer confronted a man, got into a fight, and eventually shot and killed the man after he was being attacked by two persons. Police responded. The man died of his wounds. That investigation is ongoing. No charges have been placed. The security officer involved is reported to be a former East Cleveland police officer. He was injured, and he is recovering from those injuries. An 11-year-old boy in Fort Worth, Texas, died after he was impaled by an iron fence at an apartment complex. It seems that he and his buddies had jumped the fence to get into a pool, and when spotted by security, he and his friends ran back to the fence, and unfortunately, he was impaled and died. In Virginia, a state trooper has been arrested in Chesterfield County, that is in the Richmond metro area. He has been booked in for distributing revenge porn. Police say the 24-year-old trooper Jaleel Thacker of North Chesterfield was charged on two misdemeanor counts of dissemination of images of another and is pending a court trial on those charges. In Atlanta, police at the airport, at the Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, big, huge place, lots of police and security, say they had to tase a man after he pulled a knife out on one of the officers. Calvin Took, 39, of East Point, Georgia, has been arrested on multiple charges. Two people have been charged with the assault on a security officer in Camden County, Missouri. Police say the men are facing charges after an altercation at the Shady Gators. The incident happened Saturday night and began when the man refused to leave the establishment after being told to by security. They were charged with first-degree assault with special circumstances and both bonded out. One man had a bond of $500,000. Three people were hospitalized after stabbings in an altercation in Miami-Dade at a local high school. Authorities say security was involved. The three got into a confrontation and eventually were stabbed. In St. Paul, Minnesota, a police officer has been recognized for the third time in 2 years for life-saving. He has been awarded three life-saving awards in just 2 years. St. Paul officer Alexander Graham arrived on the scene of a shooting in the 400 block of Charles Avenue and was able to use his first aid skills to help save a man. Three restaurant employees have been charged with tampering with the food of deputies at a restaurant in Okeechobee, Florida. The three teenagers were working at a restaurant Saturday night when the deputies came in. Authorities said that the food had been tampered with. The owner of the restaurant immediately checked the surveillance footage from the kitchen and saw the three employees spitting in the meals that were intended for those deputies. In New Mexico, in Carlsbad, New Mexico, a man who had been charged with murder of a security officer pled not guilty, but eventually he did this week plead guilty. 28-year-old Bobby Smith has pled no contest to the murder of the security officer and has been sentenced to 13 years in prison. In Virginia, they just signed a $7 million contract with G4S Security to transport mental health patients across the state to the nearest mental health facility. These patients are those who are taken into custody for evaluation and normally transported by deputy sheriffs, but because of the lack of manpower, the state has contracted this service out to G4S, and we're going to be monitoring this very closely because this is a very unique. Some states, some territories, counties, cities, they do use private security from time to time to transport prisoners, but to have this to be a statewide program, we'll see what happens. In Colorado Springs, Colorado, a Harrison School District security officer was fired after assaulting a person during a town hall meeting. Video shows a security officer grabbing a woman after she refused to leave the town hall meeting. The fired security officer was not arrested. Securitas is being sued in Las Vegas in the death of two different individuals involved in two different situations. Now, according to the district attorney, he reviewed those cases and when the deaths happened. And he declared that there was no criminal act, no violation of criminal law, and the families are now suing the security company in court. We're going to be following that case as well. Always a lot of breaking news, you know, here. If you have breaking news that you want to report, send it to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We do have a lot of our members and followers send news to us, so you can also be one of those news spotters for us. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, a security officer working at the Quick Trip got involved in a scuffle with a group that was causing a problem inside the convenience store, and then they took it outside where they exchanged gunfire. Nobody was injured. Police are looking for the suspects. In Jacksonville, Florida, over the weekend, a security officer was attacked, beaten, and injured. It seems like there was a problem with the patrons inside. The security officer was involved in a verbal dispute. There was some vehicles also out in the parking lot with their radio, their music that was way too loud. He asked them to turn the music down, and when they didn't, the confrontation occurred, and the security officer was injured. That's going to do it for this week's breaking news, but we've got a lot more to tell you about coming up right after this break. Remember, news happens 24/7, and that's why we're here, to make sure that you are well aware, informed, and the first to know. We'll be right back after these messages.
Life is precious. Ask any of these people. They've been given a second chance at life through organ and tissue donation. But there are more than 84,000 Americans waiting for life-saving transplants. 17 people die every day waiting. I didn't know this until I lost my best friend, Lyric. She gave the gift of life to 5 people. That's why I've become an organ donor, too. One decision saves so many lives. Donate life.
Again, this year, we're going to be looking at doing the annual Private Officer Memorial, both the memorial services as we do across the country, as well as the memorial ride. And I think this year, it's really more important than ever to do this not only locally, but as well as doing it nationwide. And it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of effort, money, and assistance, sponsorship to do this. Every year we talk about the importance of doing the Private Officer Memorial and the importance of recognizing those who have given their all, those fallen in the line of duty, and why it's important that we do this, because we're the only organization in the U.S. and around the world, as far as we know, that recognizes fallen private security officers and private law enforcement killed on the job in the line of duty. Now, just this week, across America, 4 police officers were killed, 3 were gunned down, including a Biloxi, Mississippi police officer who was about to retire in a couple of months, who just happened to be standing outside of the public safety building, the law enforcement building, when someone snuck up from behind him and killed him in cold blood. We have had that in the private security field over and over and over again. And as we often talk about here on the radio show and across the Private Officer Network, very few people recognize were publicized when these happened to private security. Now, unfortunately, this week, of those police officers that were killed, one was in North Carolina, just a few minutes outside of Charlotte, in fact, in the Charlotte metro area. And in Mooresville, North Carolina, this canine police officer was killed by gunfire on a traffic stop. And because of his interactions over the years with the community, because of his work that he had done with at-risk teenagers, because of the good that he had done within his community, more than 10,000 people from the local area came out to his memorial. It was the largest event in that city's history, larger than the 4th of July, larger than the parade that they've done for Christmas, larger than any other public event. And when they did his funeral, they had to go to Charlotte, North Carolina, about 30 miles, 40 miles away, to one of the largest churches in the Southeast, because they knew it was going to be huge, it was going to be big, a lot of people were going to come. Because of what he had done and because of who he was, so many civilians and law enforcement, firefighters, paramedics, military personnel wanted to honor him. And that speaks volumes about who this person was, what he'd done in the community. And there's only been a couple of times in the 15 years that private officer has been around that I can remember the community coming out even a tenth of that amount for private security officer killed on the job. And in fact, one of our members who died off duty because of what he had done in California in his community a number of years ago, his community recognized him even though it was off duty, non-related to anything involving security, but yet they recognized and memorialized him. It is very important in this time that we're living in that private security officers step up and that they begin to support one another. And I've brought this up more than once on the radio, on our network, on our social media. It's important that we begin to recognize one another and support one another and appreciate and help one another now. And in the time of need, when a security officer is injured or when they are killed in the line of duty, we need to support them more than ever. So we're going to reinstate our regional officer support teams, where we go out and help those who have been injured or support the families of those killed in the line of duty. And we're going to need a lot of you to get involved. And if you're interested, of course, please send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. There will be some screening and some training to get you up to speed to be able to do the things that we will need you to do. But in the meantime, we really want you to begin reaching out to your community and begin to offer support to security and private law enforcement, and to notify us whenever somebody's injured in your community or killed on the job that we might not have seen, we might not have known about. We do monitor more than 2,500 news sources, but we do skip things. We do, you know, sometimes we just don't see it. We don't get it. We don't notice it. So we appreciate those of you who do send those contacts and that information and links to us. As we are facing a time in our life where more people are anti-police, anti-anyone in uniform, it is so important that we reach out to one another and stand tall together. One of the things that I have, I guess, been sad about and at times just really not know what to do is that as a law enforcement officer myself for many years, being involved in the fire service and EMS, when one of us are killed, everyone else, regardless of how they felt about that person, regardless of the mistakes that person had made or who he may have ticked off during his lifetime, everyone comes together for that moment, for that time. And it's the same way in the military. If you've ever been in the armed forces, and you know when an armed force member, a military member, is killed in the line of battle or even on the job, everyone comes together and they support one another. And we need to do that in the private security field. I don't know how to address this problem, but it is a problem. We have spoken with ASIS. We have spoken with IFPO, the other two security associations. We have spoke to several state organizations, security associations. Unfortunately, everyone just wants to do their own thing. But when we have an officer injured or killed in the line of duty, that's when everyone needs to come together as one and stand tall to support the fallen officer. If you have some suggestions, if you have some ideas, I'd love to hear it. And again, you just have to email that to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And we definitely will talk with you and see if we can put our heads together and figure out how we can support, truly support, those that have fallen. It is a sore subject with me because in the 15 years, we have really reached out. We have spent money trying to organize groups to help us. We have done everything that I know how to do, had meetings with organizations and with the other security associations. We've looked at other countries, UK, Canada, Africa. We looked at how they recognize, support fallen security personnel. And, you know, we by far are doing more than any other country that I am familiar with. And yet I don't feel as though we're doing enough. The problem and the difference between law enforcement and EMS and fire service is that all of those are government agencies. Doesn't matter if they're a sheriff's department, a police department, a fire department, volunteer or paid, EMS, rescue squad. They're all working in conjunction for and with their local municipality, the city, the town, the county, or the state. They're all working as one for one goal, and that's public safety. But in the private field, in the private entities, everybody's a competitor, and everybody wants to be out front, and everybody's talking bad about the other company, and everybody's underbidding, and it's a war. It's a war. And so when we do have somebody killed in the line of duty or injured, oftentimes we can't get to them. I've had, in the last 15 years, I know that myself and my office has had at least a dozen, maybe more, security companies flat out tell us, we don't need your help. We're taking care of our employee. We've taken care of the family, and others have said that they would get back with us and organize and coordinate and never do. Security companies and other private business entities are very competitive, and it's all about the Benjamins. It's all about the money. It's all about who's the big dog, and it's very difficult to be able to bring everyone together in a time of recognizing a fallen brother or sister. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, and we're going to keep trying. There's been times when I've thought about just giving up on this part of what we do, but I believe that everyone killed in the line of duty, everyone who falls doing the job needs to be recognized. And we are going to continue to educate the public, the media, the law enforcement agencies. We're going to continue to let them know that security are out there protecting life and property. They're out there rescuing and saving people. They're out there putting their life on the line, and they should be recognized locally, regionally, and nationally for what they do. If you have any comments, any suggestions, please send them to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Our staff will get together with you. They'll reach out to you, and we'll put our heads together and see if we can't accomplish this. Don't forget, the third week every year in September is our annual Private Officer Memorial Week. I know that several companies have tried to start similar recognition weeks. Some have called it, you know, Security Officer Appreciation Week, but they have taken it from our original thoughts and concepts. And instead of working with us, they've just gone ahead and tried to do their own thing. But we need each and every one of you. Please pass this radio show, this portion of the radio show, on to all of your friends in the business, your employer, anyone else you can think of. Let's work together. Third week in September is our annual memorial service. But every day, every hour, every minute, we need to be standing tall, recognizing, helping those injured or killed in the line of duty. And we need to be supporting one another. And we can do it collectively through Private Officer International. And the reason why it's important to do it through an organization as large as POI is that the louder, you know, the more people you have together, the louder your voice, the more that you'll be able to do. You might be able to do a few things alone. Sure, I've seen people accomplish it. But when you have someone who has been doing it for 15 years, an organization that has already set the groundwork, it's so much better when you work with them, work through them, and you're going to accomplish a whole lot more. Why try to recreate the wheel when for the last 15 years it's been spinning and doing as well as it has? Contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Send us your comments, your suggestions, and we'll definitely reach out to you. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. We're glad for each and every one of you. And if you're not a member, please go to our website, privateofficer.org, and sign up today. There's a lot of membership benefits, but there's a lot of services, a lot of things that we can do together, united as one. And while you're there, if you're not getting our emails, our newsletters, our news alerts, there'll be a drop-down box, and you'll be able to sign up right then and there while you're on the website, privateofficer.org. Until the next time that we meet back here on the radio show, be blessed, be safe, and we will see you right back here on the radio show.